Blog Talk Radio.
Friday. Welcome to Club of Shock Entertainment Report with Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and Cousin Linda. It is Fun Friday, and we are excited to get started after this PSA.
If you talk, if they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Okay, may God grant me the thought to speak his word. Thank you all for your prayers. Whoa, Cousin Linda, you didn't warn me about the bad weather coming from Texas. It was too scary here this morning. Hello? Hello? Cousin Linda? Cousin Linda? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, I think I couldn't hear you. Maybe you were muted.
I wasn't muted. It was something wrong with your phone.
Oh, okay, because yes, you called in before I did. I was checking out that app I was telling you about, you and the listeners, Luxury Escapes, and never asked me to update. But
well, I heard your theme music. I heard some more music. Then you said something. You did a prayer. Then you said a PSA or whatever. So I've been here. Yeah, but I didn't call in before you did because you had the music on when I called.
Cousin Linda, you did not warn us here in Mississippi that the weather was coming from Texas. And when we hung up, I did not know when we hung up. When I tuned to the news, that's when I seen storms were in parts of Texas. But this morning was so scary here in Jackson, Mississippi. The power was out many places.
Well, yesterday. And a couple of my Facebook friends were wanting to know if I was all right. So my area was fine. It's just other parts. But you know when we get that bad
weather.
Because
I know during the episode yesterday, you didn't say anything about bad weather, right?
Well, I guess you just missed everything on Facebook then, because we were talking so much yesterday. I didn't think to mention the weather because, like I said, it was nice over my way, but, you know,
right.
In other areas. But I always post when they give the warnings because they break in with those weather alerts, and I'll post it on Facebook, even if it's not in my immediate area. I still post it because I don't know who is where and what, you know, looking at Facebook, they could be traveling or they could be visiting in some of those areas. So I post it.
So usually I get weather reports that's coming from, and I knew about some wet weather, but I didn't think it was that bad. And then when we got off the show, that's when I seen devastation in some areas. Yeah, I figured it wasn't in your area. You would have talked about it on air. And then this morning, it hit us right at 4:30. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was scary. And many residents in Mississippi are in the dark. One of my nieces just left and told me she's in the dark in her area. But the lights just flickered, and the pets and I were like, oh, what's up? So I went into prayer, but it was scary, scary, scary. I could hear limbs snapping. And I'm like, oh, I was praying to God not to die. And when I stepped out, the heavy, big tree limbs were in the driveway. So thank God that even one of our fire departments, the one on Terry Road, was damaged inside and out. And so thank God none of our firefighters were injured. And people were concerned whether they have an important call, but another station could take the calls for that station because they were out of commission. Yeah. And so many people are still. And it's hot. It's hot here, too. So many people are out without power and air. You're out of power. You don't have air. So it's hot today.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to try to get a generator or something just in case.
Yeah.
And cut those trees down.
Yeah. Because that's what my niece was telling me. So many trees are down, like the Northside Drive area of North Jackson. Those of you that travel I-55 and so on, so many trees are down. I know Clinton, Mississippi is on the news now. And I know we had a little brief storm this past weekend. You remember you talked about the hail, a little hail, some areas had gotten in your area. Madison was hit really bad. This past weekend, it was a quick storm, but it did damage. And this storm only lasts probably about an hour, but it was scary. I've never seen a storm like that, to be honest. It seems like each storm is different. That storm was like one of those storms from an Alfred Hitchcock film. It was just the lightning and thundering. It was like one of those movies, like it was from the movies. It was really
scary. I think one of my Facebook friends who lives in that, I think, Woodhaven area, I think that's where he lives, was saying that it was really a rough night over there where he lives, he and his wife.
Right. Right. And it really happened right before day, like 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning stormed, but not like it did this morning. And many people say they slept through it. I don't know how they slept through that, but I guess it's good that they did because it was scary. But they woke up to darkness, many did. Right.
Yeah.
Wow, so your friend, Woodhaven's not far. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think I saw any other Jackson posts that were having power outages.
I almost sent pictures to 16 of the tree limbs in the driveway, but I was and I started to do a Facebook Live, but I didn't. I'm like, shoot, this is crazy. But I might post the pictures of the limbs that were in the driveway, but I cleaned that stuff up. But thank God no one was hurt. Only lights are out. I'm glad your friend and his wife are okay, too, in Woodhaven.
Yeah.
Do they have a generator? Because I think a couple of my neighbors have generators.
I don't know. He didn't mention. I I think he mentioned they are going to have to get a generator, I think. I didn't really pay that much attention to it because when I got on Facebook, I was just, you know, looking at responses and made a few comments because one of my Facebook friends had posted on there. I saw where somebody was sympathizing, sending sympathy or condolences or something, and I was wondering what was going on. And then the friend posted, "I hate cancer." So I figured, well,
oh,
his wife must have passed. Yeah. So I guess she passed last night or this morning or something. I don't know if you know, but do you know Bernard Jones?
Bernard Jones, did he pass?
No, not him, his wife. But I was asking if you know Bernard Jones.
Well, yes, I do know him. Wow.
Yeah, was married to Terry Ann. Yeah, because Terry Ann and your sister Diane knew each other.
And he's a jazz musician. He's a musician, too, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, he's my friend's Mavis' father, and so that means that's her mother. They used to live in this neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of thought you probably would know Bernard.
Right. Cousin Michael and I graduated with their daughter, Mavis Jones.
Okay.
And then because of then me and Mr. Bernard Jones, we would be in the same music circle, you know, at night spots and entertainment events because of him being a musician. We had the same musician friends. And we
Yeah, he posts a lot of pictures of him on Facebook on the golf course and with a guitar. And some of the places where he's playing, I guess, you know, in a band or whatever, I'll see pictures of that. But, after all these condolences were in the comments, I just put two and two together. And then my friend that lives in the Atlanta suburb had posted that she and his wife, Terry Ann, had gone to Holy Ghost together. And she was, you know, saying real nice things about Terry Ann. And giving condolences. So, like I said, I don't know when she passed. I just happened to comment.
My classmates, we're in the same class. And so my classmates have been losing their parents, especially mothers recently, this past month. And I got to give you a list of names because I'm sure you went to school with all of them. Wow.
Mm.
And wow. Mm. Owsley, trying to think of my friend Gina and Tracy's mother's first name. But she passed away in Frisco. She passed away in Frisco.
Okay. I think I knew something.
Then my friend, Marquita Jenkins' mother passed away. Miss Owsley, she passed away right before Mother's Day. Like the Thursday before, and now is it Carrie Ann or Terry Ann? I remember her when they lived in this neighborhood. Yeah.
Terry Ann with the T as in Thomas. Terry Ann.
Yeah.
She was Terry Ann Dodson before she married Bernard. Yeah, I remember when they were dating.
I remember them being a beautiful couple and a beautiful family. I always admired the family. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm Facebook friends with him. Mavis and I used to keep in touch on Facebook. Cousin Michael used to have the biggest crush on her. but I'm so sorry to hear that. It should be posted in my Callaway class group, too.
Mm.
Wow. I have to ask. It should be posted. I have to ask them if the ones that run it. I have to ask them, have they heard anything? Because usually they, you know, we like to do things, look after each other, like your group. Wow. You said you've seen so many things in the comments. Yes.
Well, yeah, I started seeing I'm sorry and condolences and sympathy and stuff. And so I said, well, I don't want to comment and I don't know what's going on. And then when he put I hate cancer on there, and I said, well, now this must mean something. Somebody in the family has passed. And so I kept looking further. I went to his page, and that's when I saw that she had passed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How long did she battle it?
I have no idea. I know nothing about it. I saw, because when I clicked on Facebook this morning, it had just popped up, Bernard Jones updated his profile photo, and it was a picture of him and his wife way back. I guess they might have been in their 20s or something. And I was saying, ooh, a cute picture of Bernard and Terry Ann. And so I think I clicked, you know, like a little love icon or whatever, and I scrolled on down, and that's when all the sympathy stuff started popping up, the comments. And like I say, I had to physically go to his Facebook page and see what was going on.
Well, I will go to his page, too, and send condolences. Wow. And notifications, I mean, for some reason, I don't know why Facebook don't generate the friends, you know, the way they should. We have so many friends, and I don't know why they don't rotate the your friends more often.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. Some of it seemed kind of crazy because people that were getting stuff from me for years, all of a sudden, they don't hear from me. I don't hear from people.
I know some people tell me I never seen Cousin Linda's post. I'm like, well, she posts often. I don't know why not. You need to sign up for notifications.
Because some of my friends tease me about, I see your stuff all day, every day. Because, you know, I share a lot of news articles.
Right, and health news. News articles and health news, and you've been sharing some great music videos also.
Mhm. Oh yeah, I definitely put the music on there, and out of respect to Bernard, I did two gospels. I just posted them before I called in to your show. I posted "Peace Still" by Reverend James Cleveland, and by the Staple Singers. So I said, I wouldn't put any secular music on today.
Because, yeah, you be rocking out. So, Cousin, so what else is on your mind before we talk about are you a good tipper? But you always talk about you're a good tipper. I know your answer.
Well, kind of on the line of tipping and restaurants and stuff, when you were telling me that Newsrette has that three-course meal for $35, do you know exactly what it is?
$39, and I've been trying to look it up, and I am going to call them. I'm going to call them, and I'm going to call them and ask them exactly what does it entail. It's $39. It's a lunchtime special. Cause I'm like, it just popped up because I had never seen it before. So I guess it's something new, and it popped up, and I'm like, okay, it's lunchtime. So I guess it's like from 12 to 2 or 12 to 3. So I searched and searched last week trying to find out again, like I did when I originally seen it, and I searched and searched and I never did see it. I looked at the menu I went through the menu for fine-tooth comb. Is that the word saying? And I didn't see anything. I'm like, that works for me. I'm going to have to call them and ask them what does it entail, because this is for my birthday.
Yeah, well, make sure you have cash, because when we went, everybody was going to try to pay individually on their credit cards. I had cash and Eartha had cash, but everybody else had a credit card, and they wouldn't give us a everybody a separate ticket. They said they had to do just one ticket, and fortunately, Jamie was there with his credit card, and so they plan to figure out how to pay Jamie, because me, like I said, me and Eartha had the cash, and I don't know how he worked it out with my other friends, because they were going to try to use credit cards. So make sure you bring cash.
But I definitely want to know what's on the menu so I know what else to get outside. I mean, outside of that lunch special. Because, look, I'm like $39. That's how much the burger costs, right? $35.
Well, we got a special. You know, I told you about everything that was included in our special for $50.
Okay, because I see where the fries and the burger you can get for $35. But then they have this lunchtime special. And I'm like, you know, the lunch, so I need to check. So I look like I will have to call them and talk to them over the phone. I almost called them last week. So I will call them tomorrow. Well, it's Saturday. Well, I'm thinking, they'll be busy, but I'm going to call them anyway for and ask them what does that entail.
I don't think they're busy on Saturday. They were not busy when we went. And, of course, that was after they opened. But it was not busy at all.
Okay, so I'll call them tomorrow and ask them, because I almost called last week, like, okay, I'm combing through this menu. I mean, I'm looking at everything on the menu. Like, I don't see what are our choices for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it stated that, you know, yeah, so I don't know. But definitely need to find out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll look again.
So are you driving over here or flying?
Are you
over?
Dining? Are you dining? Well, I won't be discussing that on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I won't be discussing that on the podcast. So your tipping practices. And not just for restaurants, for good service, bad service.
Well, I can't think
like
of
if your
anywhere,
service is not good, if your service is not good, do you do like some people leave a quarter or leave a dime? Some people will, you know, like leave like a very small amount.
I read in Ann Landers years ago where somebody said they used to leave a penny, and that was fine with Ann Landers. Oh, I just leave small tips, little itty-bitty one, and I talk loud so where they can hear. Because when it's, you know, our little group, I was like, well, service was so horrible, I guess I'll leave this little sad tip or something like that. Make sure the server can hear. But, no, I don't leave a quarter or anything like that.
I don't either. I don't think I've ever done that, but I have been with people that have done things like that. But I don't think I have. I probably go ahead and leave a dollar or something anyway. I'm a person that, like you, I do like to let management know when someone gives great service or not great service. And, you know, yeah. You know, occasionally, sometimes I work as a mystery shopper. I haven't worked as a mystery shopper since before COVID, but that's something you would like to do since you're not substituting, is working as a mystery shopper. And it is something sometimes when I'm at a place, I'm thinking, I wish I was on assignment because this person's doing such an awesome job, you know. And I hate it when I am on a mystery shopping assignment and they give suck service, because you have to tell the truth. That's your reason for being hired, to evaluate businesses. So you have to tell the truth on how you were serviced and how the place looked on the inside and outside. So it's kind of heartbreaking when I have an assignment and the service is not up to par.
Well, I signed up to be a mystery shopper some years ago, And I was hoping it was for retail or restaurants or something, but all they ever sent me was to go to a car dealership, pretend I was going to buy a car, which I felt like that was just too much trouble. And I don't like to waste a salesperson's time. So I never did accept, I didn't accept those assignments. And finally, they just dropped me. But that was
sometimes when I get assignments, it'd be many retail and restaurant assignments in Dallas area. So I have to send you the information from those that do specialize in restaurants and so on. Yeah, I've been on car dealership assignments before, and recently I've gotten a really nice assignment, but I guess everything's supposed to be so secretive, a really nice car dealership assignment. And I'm like, whoa, I should do that. Paid pretty good, too. But I've only been on, I think I actually went on one car dealership, but I like restaurants, and I would love to do more hotels also.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't resumed my mystery shopping assignment, but I plan to in the near future. But I'm shocked they didn't know, because you probably put on there you prefer retail and restaurants and hotels.
I did, but all I ever got was car dealerships. But speaking of hotels,
and many of those companies are based in Dallas. Many of those mystery shopping companies are based in Dallas.
Okay. Well, speaking of hotels, I don't leave tips for the maid. I think that that's their job. They're supposed to come in and clean up the room, and I don't ever mess up a hotel room. And if there are two beds in the room, it's rare that I sleep in the second bed or, you know, even use the second bed. So I don't see any reason tipping maids in the hotel. I'm sure it's somebody different every day.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I consider myself a good tipper, but I don't think I've actually tipped a maid either. People, the luggage people, I tip them.
Yeah, I tip them. Yeah, and the parking lot attendant, if I have a car and I'm at a hotel, I'll tip the valet driver. But I just can't see. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't even know how they came up with leaving a tip for the maid.
Well,
they really
I can imagine. Some housekeeping do exceptionally good work. So I can understand that, but I personally don't think I've ever left a tip for a maid either. I can be honest with that. But I can understand where somebody would do that.
Well, if I had really destroyed a room or had some kind of accident where maybe I vomited all over the place from being drunk or something and they had to clean that up, but just my routine coming and going, no. Because, I mean, they cut corners. They don't change every day. I know the hotels came up with this thing about they were saving water or whatever. But, yeah, you know, they stopped changing sheets every day years ago. And I've had to call the desk on several occasions at some hotels and ask for extra towels or some clean towels and have to ask for toilet paper. Hotels now in the States don't really want to give toiletries. You know, I call them, do you all have toothpaste or mouthwash or anything? No, we no longer furnish that. And hotel rooms are not cheap, and they don't vacuum every day. I did a staycation, I guess about 4 or 5 years ago in Addison, and the service there was really bad. I had to call and ask them to send someone to please come in and make up my bed. So I'm thinking, why should I be tipping a maid? Even if they come in and do what they're supposed to do.
You shouldn't have to beg anybody to come service your room. Right.
No, you shouldn't. Not unless I have a do not disturb sign on my door. Which I usually try to get up and because some of the maids will come early at some hotels, but then I've noticed they started coming later in the afternoon, like after 12 or 1. But I try to be up if they're coming early, just in case they're coming early or whatever. But I know I've left as late as 1 o'clock in the afternoon and no housekeeping service. I come back at 3 or 4, no housekeeping service, and have to call and say, well, can you send someone to clean the room? And I need fresh towels because I'm not using the same. I don't use the same towels at my apartment.
Right.
But I use them one time. I use a set of towels once. And I certainly am not going to use towels over and over at a hotel.
At a hotel?
Mm-mm. It's like they cut down on the services they provide, but they charge more. It's to me, it just seems like they're trying to gouge the customer, unless you stay at a luxury hotel.
Right, because I'm looking at a tip table that I've had for years, but now I think you and I talked about this a few years ago, how the tip table have changed, because now they're saying we should tip more than 15% and 20%.
Well, I'm not going over 20.
Right.
20 is usually my standard. And most of the time, they don't do 20% worth of service. They do about 15, but I will leave 20 unless service was exceptional. And I will leave more than 20%. But I wish we were like the countries that have that VAT, the value-added tax. Just put the doggone tip in the price of the food and be done with it.
Right.
A friend of mine and I ate at a Chinese restaurant in Addison, and she actually bought my dinner. And they had a robot to bring us the food. A human took our order.
That's awesome. When was this? What type of, describe the robot.
Well, it was about a little 4.5 foot tall robot thing that comes out. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It wasn't, you know, like R2-D2 or something. It just rolls out to your table and brings the food and put the food on your table. Like I said, a human takes the order, but the food is served, you know, by this robot.
Being a former hostess myself, I mean, new technology is amazing, but for a robot to bring your food out, oh my God, it really takes away that person to person. But I'm sure you enjoyed that. What were your thoughts when the robot came out?
Well, it tells you when you come in, you know, you're notified. I don't know if it was on the table or if the waitress told us or what, that we would be served by a robot. And so this was my first experience with that. And so my friend Tiffany and I were kind of like, oh, well, that's different. But come out at different intervals. Like we ordered dumplings first, and it brought the dumplings, and you take them off the little tray. And then your other portions of your meal come, and you just take it off the little tray. It doesn't actually, this didn't put the food on the table. We knew what we ordered, and Tiffany got her food, and I got mine.
Wow, that's amazing. You can't remember what?
I was just going to say, Tiffany paid for my meal, so I can't remember how the ticket went.
Was this a couple months ago? I remember when she treated you a couple months ago.
Well, she's treated me on a couple of occasions. This was last year, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think it was last year.
The reason I'm asking you a question is because the reason I was asking you questions about the robot, because I was so amazed when I was at the terminal at the transit station when I rode the TRE Trinity train to the Amtrak and the Trinity, you know, the DART station. the bus station at in Fort Worth when I was waiting for late Tommy Lee Ellis. When I was waiting for him to come pick me up, I was amazed that it was a robotic cop. Making sure everything was proper, and it was R2-D2. It was R2-D2, and
okay,
it
so
just amazed me. It just amazed me the way it was just rolling around the station and doing its duty, protecting and serving the people. I was just amazed at that. That's why I kept asking you questions, because that was my first time seeing really the role. I know the movie, the film, RoboCop was made in Dallas, but literally RoboCop was securing the place.
Okay.
And talking and everything. People respected it too. Security office, the security officer and I, the human security officer and I were, you know, he was like, yeah, it's really an asset. It's really cool to have it, you know, because it keeps things under, keep things handled. It's like, wow. I didn't get a chance to take a picture of it. I definitely wanted to get a picture of that. So wow, to have a hostess. Hey, I've been a hostess before. You're talking about taking jobs, taking hostess jobs now.
I guess AI, there won't be any human interaction anymore.
Right. So who do you tip? Do you tip the one that took the order, or who gets the tip?
Well, that's what.
Usually you tip who give you the service. The robot gave the service. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, because like I said, I didn't have to pay, but
right.
The waitress came out and was explaining that she was going to take our order, and she said, and your food will be served. A robot will bring you your food. And Tiffany and I were like, oh, okay. And I don't know who she tip. I mean, I don't know. I guess since the robot is not human, it didn't get a tip. But, I mean, the server didn't really do too much to me. That's kind of like going to somewhere and ordering from the counter.
Right.
I don't know. I would prefer not to be served.
I'm like you with the maid.
Right.
Just taking the order is not the purpose for giving a tip. Getting the service is the purpose for the tip. Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's amazing. What's the name of that restaurant again? Somebody might want to visit that restaurant.
I can't remember. It's in Addison. The address is Beltline Road. But it's actually behind some buildings that are like on the front, because I never would have known this restaurant was in the back of the buildings that you see on the front.
Ooh,
but I
like places like that. Places like that used to serve the best food and have the best environment.
Well, this place was, I think it's Beltline, and it might be Quorum, because it's in this little shopping center where the improv comedy place used to be.
Oh,
Where Smash Burger used to be there. And it might be Quorum, Beltline and Quorum or something. But it's like, I didn't even know they had businesses back there. But I had just read about this place. They're supposed to have such good dumplings. And Tiffany and I had... Where are we going? Oh, I think we had gone to see Shinzu or Shinzu, whatever, the acrobats, the Chinese acrobats. We had gone to that, and she wanted to know if I wanted to go to dinner. And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't know she was going to buy dinner. And she asked me if I had anything in mind. And I said, well, I had read about this place. I think I saw something online on Facebook or something. And so she put it in the GPS and went straight to it. And it's just like a little nondescript Chinese restaurant that you go in. And I think we kind of, you seat yourself. And when you sit down, wherever you're going to sit, that's when the waitress comes over and tells you about the food will be brought out by the robot.
Wow. So you read up on it, but when you first read up on it, you didn't see that. Wow, that's cool. That's really neat.
No, I don't think I saw that thing. Because you know how you see ads on Facebook? Because I see a lot of ads for restaurants, and I'll click on there to see what kind of food they have, but I don't be getting all into detail about when this is how it's, you know, the service is or anything like that.
Right. But now since we're not living in the Jetsons, I love the Jetsons. I'm glad I'm alive to see this Jetson reality come true, but I'm shocked. I'm speechless.
Well, and speaking of the Jetsons, it reminded me, now that you mentioned it, that's the kind of robot it was. Like, what's the maid's name, Rosie? I think the Jetsons' maid's name is Rosie or something. Yeah, it kind of reminded you of Rosie. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like speechless. I'm so glad I'm still alive to see this because I love the Jetsons. I'm like, oh, wow. And so this is just amazing. So there are probably many restaurants in Dallas with that type of service. But that is just amazing. It catches, just hearing the story catches me off guard. When I seen the RoboCop at the Welcome Center in Fort Worth, it caught me like, what? But, you know, we're here. AI is here. Robot lifestyle is here.
Yeah, we got to try to maintain human relationships because I think now you don't really make friends on the job. Because when I first moved here, most of my friends, in fact, all of my friends, came from meeting people where I worked.
And people like you and I, you know, now it's like turning some people into, like, bringing out the inner introvert, you know? So it's like we need our human connection. I agree with you on that. We need our human connections or people would not. That's why bottom line, we're always trying to find out how can we solve these problems in our society because people do not know how to interact anymore in society when they're with a group of people.
People are depressed. Yeah, they're saying people, especially young people, are suffering from depression. And I don't know. I mean, if they never interacted with people, I don't know how they're depressed. I don't know if it's what they're seeing online and wishing that they could do what the people online are doing. I don't know because the young people where I sub, they don't interact with me. And when I had my long-term assignment, each class had maybe one or two students that interacted with me, either positively or negatively. And some of them were very friendly. But for the most part, everybody seems to be doing their individual thing on that cell phone. And it's like the cell phone is an appendage, or an extension of their body. They just cannot get away from that phone. And when we would have to take the phones up during test time, and they turn the phone in real quick and say, well, I finished my test. Well, even though you finished your test, you still can't have your cell phone because other people are testing. And it seemed like they were going through withdrawal symptoms. I never, ever imagined somebody would be so hooked on an object.
Right. And you notice the PSA I played was about us talking with young people more often about what's going on in their lives. And even many adults need to be talked with. Many of us need someone to talk with or smile at us or at least to encourage us, you know.
Well, if you can get young people to talk to you, but for the most part, they don't want to talk to you. They want to be on their phone, at least the ones I come in contact with. That's the way they act.
Right. What about hairstyles? How do you tip hairstylists and those that do your dry cleaning? I love to tip hairstylists, those that do a great job.
I would tip hairstylists. I give them a few bucks because I don't see where they did anything outstanding, and usually they were late. And like you and I were discussing, my appointment would be to 3 o'clock, and I might have to sit there to 3:30 or 4 o'clock. And one hairdresser I had my standing appointment every 2 weeks at 6 p.m. because I got off work at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or 5 o'clock or something. So I think I must have gotten off at 5 o'clock, and I made it for 6 o'clock, even though I could get there in 30 minutes, you know, with traffic or whatever. And I just always say 6 o'clock to be on the safe side. So I sat from 6 p.m. to 10 minutes after 7 while this hairdresser was on somebody else's head. So I said, well, obviously you're not going to get to me tonight, so can you do my hair tomorrow night? And the hairdresser said, well, I can get to you tonight. No, I need to go home because I have to work tomorrow. So I scheduled my appointment for the next evening at 6, and I didn't see any point in tipping because I hate to say this, but and hairdressers don't seem to know how to give good service. The ones that I've gone to, most of them, other than Clarence. But if their appointment is for 11 o'clock, they think that means that they should be arriving at 11. To me, 11 o'clock means that you are at your business or station or whatever waiting for me to be there, to come in at 11. And I know this hairdresser that I had over in Richardson, the one I was telling you about that couldn't color my hair or wouldn't color it correctly, well, my appointment was for 3 o'clock. Well, I got to the shop about 2:45, and the door was open because it was in, like, salon suites, and she was not there. So I didn't know what to think. I went on in, and so a friend of mine just happened to call and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm at the hairdresser waiting for my hairdresser to come. And he said, well, that's backwards. And this was a white friend. He said, that's backwards. He said, she should be there waiting for you. I said, yes, yeah, she should. And she came about 3:15, came in grinning, and was talking about she was at Tom Thumb, and the time slipped up on her.
And
yeah, and these people be expecting tips. So, you know, I give a little token tip. And on some occasions, I'm like, no, I'm not tipping at all. I'd be thinking to myself, no, you don't deserve a tip. I really don't
think
I should.
And that's how you keep your repeat customers, too, when you're on time and you're prepared. So I thought about that after our conversation yesterday. And as an in-demand popular makeup artist, and fashion consultant, I don't recall ever being late for my appointments, especially if tips or no tips involved. I always believed in being prepared when my appointment arrived, my client arrived, and give them the best service as possible, because you won't your customers, you don't only want tips, but you want them to stay with you. You want to develop that relationship and help them with whatever they need help with.
And
also
referral?
Spread the word. Refer your
that's
friends.
That's what I just said. Yeah, referral. Yeah,
that's how I became popular and well-known, and that's why so many people are like waiting for me to get my esthetician license. Because I am good at what I'm good at. I'm good at what I'm good at. And you have, it's important. But some people think, oh, because I am good at what I'm at, like what you're talking about. Some people do feel like, oh, I'm good at what I'm at. I'm a celebrity. I'm good at this. They're not going anywhere. Some people do think that way. Hairstylists, makeup artists.
Yeah, a lot of people think.
Massage therapists, because when I worked at Massage Envy, some of those massage therapists, they would be late and call in and so on. But the good ones, you know, and they all were good. But, you know, and people love to tip them. But it's important, and we understand if something happens. But the only time I would be late for anything might be because of bad weather or traffic. But I wouldn't be late where I'm late for and not to be prepared for my client, you know, because like you and I talked about that time, we like to get places early. So we need to have a whole nother show and invite people in the service business, service industry on the show to talk about this topic, because it's great that you mentioned the race the difference in race too, because I know when I worked at Mac Ray's in cosmetics and was a well-known counter manager and makeup artist, and that was something that Johnson Publishing Company Fashion Fair used to all, and even when I worked for Flory Roberts, you know, it's important to be on point. You know, and that's when the other lines were coming out with lines for women of color, too. So and your competition was rising. So it's really important to be there on time, have your place clean, sanitized, and prepared. But you're mentioning. Some people might say, oh, she shouldn't say that. I know some white people that's late. Right.
I've gone to white hair salons. I never had a operator who was late. Never. They were always there waiting. They realize it's a job. The African Americans or black people who work there, for some strange reason, they think that they're running their own salons. Because, you know, I was telling you about this woman, Wendy, at JCPenney's. Wendy came to work when she felt like it, because she had a lot of clients that asked for her, because she was a doggone good hairdresser. She had owned her own. Now, she told me she owned her own hair salon that was at her house in Gary, Indiana, because I had asked you. You know, I used to talk about her to you a long time ago. Because you said knew somebody in Gary, Indiana. Yeah, well, Wendy.
And I know you usually. Because I used to go to Indianapolis. But, because I know you like male hairstylists, and you had this female hairstylist. So, yeah, I remember.
Okay, well, yeah, she said she had her own hair salon at her house. And I guess after doing that for 25 years and she came down here and got a job, well, she didn't know how to act. Now, I guess she was good because she had been doing hair for 25 years, but you're not working at your house. You are working for JCPenney's salon. And if you have a customer with an 11 o'clock or a 12 o'clock appointment, you're supposed to be waiting, not coming through the door 15 to 20 minutes late.
And you have appointments back-to-back, and that's something that I used to always look at. I have a client at 1, but then I have Ms. So-and-so booked for 2. So I need to do what I got to do between. I need to be shutting it down for this first client by 45 after, so I can prepare for the next one. So,
something else I couldn't understand about African-American salons, why do you have to come in cleaning up? Day. Why don't you clean up, you know, after your last customer that evening or that night, whenever you close? Because I always like to try to, once upon a time, try to be the first one there, because I wanted to go in, get my hair done, and leave, have the rest of the day available. So, because I schedule them on my
own. You're giving me chills, because you're preaching the gospel right there. Clean up when you're closed.
Yeah, my appointment was at 9, and I'm, you know, the first customer. Come on in, Miss Oliver. I got to clean up. It won't take me long, you know. They sweeping up hair.
When you open up doors, it should be beautiful. It should be impeccable when your clients walk in.
You would think. And, you know, you already wasting my time by not wanting me to come in and sit in the chair. You got to sweep up hair. And not at just at your station.
When you talk about food, Cousin Linda, and then eat that breakfast too. eat that breakfast also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give
me a few minutes while I eat my McMuffin.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I never
What about the ones that's doing their own hair when you get there, if you're one of those early morning appointments?
I've had them do that. And we talk about having 3 and 4 people with the same appointment time. So, and like I said, you know, I'll put up with it as long as I can't find anywhere else to go. But as soon as I can find another hairdresser, I'm out of there. And then they always want to know, well, why did you leave? Why, you know, I'll give you a special if you come back. No, I'm gone. I done left. I'm sorry. I won't be returning.
Well, I had an 8 o'clock appointment, and I thought I would be out before noon.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it wasn't every black or African-American hairdresser that I went to, but I would say it was at least 85% of them.
Right.
Now, the other ones, they just couldn't do hair, couldn't or wouldn't do hair.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had one hairdresser, Todd, who was excellent, did a fantastic job. He really knew how to do hair. But when my last appointment with Todd, I had an appointment at 4:30 on a Saturday afternoon. Now, I had put up with all kind of crazy stuff, like he would give me these bizarre hairstyles. He was real creative, even though I would say, I just want you to turn it under. You know, he'd get creative
when
and do
stuff.
When I was
the only third model, he would do that.
Okay. And then Todd would put relaxer on my hair and go get his lunch. And I'm scared to death that my hair is going to fall out.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know
so
you'll be on pins and needles. Like, I hope he does not get stuck.
I would. I'd be hoping and praying that some other hairdresser would say, well, ma'am, I'll shampoo your hair, but they wouldn't. So he'd come flying back up in there, you know, just in about the nick of time to get the shampoo out, relaxer out my hair. Uh-huh. So one Saturday, I'll never forget, I had an appointment at 4:30, and I got there about 4:15. And I saw the guy that owned the salon looking at Todd real crazy and Todd looking at him crazy. So I'm saying to myself, I wonder what's going on because I was the only customer. And on a Saturday afternoon, I would expect this salon to be packed like it usually was. And so I was putting my purse down, getting ready, and he said, I can't do your hair today. And I said, oh, because he couldn't call me at work, and we didn't have phones in those days. And so he was just waiting for me to get there so he could tell me he had something to do. He was going to some event, something like a concert or whatever. He said, and I already rescheduled you for Tuesday. I said, oh, you did? He said, yeah, I rescheduled you for Tuesday. And I said, well, how do you know I'm going to be available Tuesday? It's kind of like, well, he knew my schedule, what time I got off and all that stuff. I said, okay, Tuesday, and
so
I never went back.
To go to? What if you were going to the same concert?
He said he had something to do. He had plans, and he was only there because he knew I was coming, and he wanted to let me know when I got there that he wasn't going to be able to do my hair, and he rescheduled me for Tuesday. I said to myself, I hadn't heard anything.
And that was the last time he seen you. You didn't show up for the reschedule?
No, I didn't. And I didn't bother to call him. I said, you know, evidently he didn't appreciate my business.
Wow.
And he was an excellent hairdresser.
See,
but I guess, you know,
those excellent hairdressers, they need to think about that. Yeah.
They think that they're celebrities, and I guess you're going to kiss their behinds or whatever.
Right.
But no.
Wow.
And, yeah, and these are the people that expect you to tip them.
Right. What about your dry cleaner?
I've never tipped a dry cleaner. Why? Dry cleaning is expensive enough. Why would I tip a dry cleaner?
Well, some people do.
I think I do.
For
what?
if it's a good, if it's good, I'm like you. If it's not a good job, they don't get a tip. But if it's really,
I don't know that you've done a good job until I get home. And see, I don't inspect my clothes when I get home. I just assume that everything is going to be all right. But that's a huge mistake I've made. Because I've, you know, gotten home, and I may not wear the outfit or the garment until 2 or 3 weeks later. And I had taken my clothes to some of these cheapo places that back in the day used to be 99 cents for everything. And I would have, like, big burns in my clothes where they'd ironed them and left that iron. If you take your clothes back, they swear they didn't do it when they know they did.
Right.
You know, you have buttons missing, things that you took in there are in your clothes, and they don't tell you they can't get them out, or they put stains in your clothes. So, but I had, you know, pretty good luck, I would say, about the last 15 years with a certain dry cleaner that I use here. I can't see anywhere where they're doing anything so outstanding. My clothes are clean like I want them, and if they say it's going to be ready Tuesday after 5, you know, my clothes are ready Tuesday after 5. But I'm tip for what? Because they're not cheap by no stretch of the imagination.
Never have been. Right.
No, dry cleaning is not cheap. And they charge women more than they charge men.
Yep. Yeah, back in the day, yeah, because we all know people that like to double check their items. And as a child, I used to wonder, and even as a young, not a shopper, but working in retail and a student of retail, I used to wonder why people love to be very picky and look at them, make sure that everything was right. But everybody do not take pride in their work, I guess, and so. It's important to check your items before you leave the business
and
make sure that it's clean, make sure it's done properly. Even with seamstress and tailors, you can't just grab it and walk out and say thank you. Take time and look at it. Make sure that it's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, the latest thing that I've noticed with tailors, they no longer press garments. I've taken clothes to a couple of tailors here, and I'm just really counting on them to be pressed. Nope.
Yeah, with seamstresses and tailors, that used to be part of it, just a norm.
Yeah.
Like when you going to the gas station, getting your windshield clean. And your oil
check.
That was part of the service. That was part of the service. I was like,
I wouldn't mind if they charge. Just press my item. But I don't know why they don't press. I haven't asked, but I just assumed that was part of it. Used to be.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I thought that was the purpose of. I thought that was part of the purpose of getting your items tailored and that everything should be just perfect when you pick it up.
Yeah, I did. I thought that too.
Now we know that was part of the good customer service back in the day. That was just how people treated their customers the way they would want to be treated. And that's, you know, I was always taught that from my family, from you all, treat people the way you want to be treated. And then in school, study in retail. Treat your customers the way you would want to be treated. But I don't know what happened to that work ethic.
I don't either. I guess maybe they don't want to be treated well for some strange reason.
And those are the main ones that when they go to other businesses, they demand quality service.
Mm-hmm. Some people, I guess, just don't know what good service is.
Now, that's a good point.
Yeah, they act like they're doing you a favor by patronizing their business. It's like, well, you're supposed to come in here.
Right.
And I don't have to be nice to you if I don't want to. I mean, why should I be nice? you need what I have. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in here.
Right.
So I don't know. I can't explain. I wish I did know what happened to service.
Yes. We need to devote a series of shows to parts 1, 2, 3 to discussing customer service. What, you know, the what happened to customer service, the do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm. Remember when you used to go to McDonald's before you could get in the door good? Welcome to McDonald's, may I take your order, please?
Oh, yes.
Remember those days?
Yes.
I don't go to McDonald's.
Even the clothing store I worked at the Metro Center, I think some people tell me, I hate to walk past that store you work at. Because you guys meet up at the door.
What store was that? Merry-go-round?
Merry-go-round, coming attractions. We were crossing the gap. We were on the end with the Mac Rays, and the other store was on the end with Sears. But we were trained. The training was just amazing off the chain, how to treat customers. And sometimes people tell me, oh, my God, you guys meet us at the door. You don't even have to be coming in. But that's part of good customer service. Not drive people off and bug them, but be at service. Let people know. But, yeah, I miss those days. You make a good point. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, no. Child, you just walk up to them, and you have to immediately start telling them what you want because they are not going to say, may I help you?
Right.
I don't know. I went to McDonald's, I think, about 2.5 weeks ago. My toilet got stopped up, and I had to use the bathroom really bad. So I said, well, I can't flush it, so because I put in a maintenance request, and I said, let me go over here to Walmart and use Walmart's bathroom. And then after I used Walmart's bathroom, I said, well, ain't no point in me going back home. I'll just stay over here and kill time at McDonald's because I was not shopping at Walmart. So I went in McDonald's, and I do not recall any good service. I just placed an order for sausage and biscuit and coffee.
Okay. I was going to ask you, what did you order? Like their fruity yogurt dish is good. Okay, so you did enjoy your coffee, I hope.
Yeah, coffee, sausage, and biscuit. And I was surprised it wasn't but $2.21. I didn't think you could get food that inexpensive these days.
Right.
And so I nursed it. Yeah, I stayed over there long enough that I thought maybe the maintenance guy, because I placed it as an emergency maintenance request. And I stayed there until I thought maybe the maintenance guy had finished. And so... And I sat in the back, you know, it wasn't crowded, but I sat in the back anyway in case folks wanted to come in and try to run me out. But by the time I got back home, they had fixed my toilet. But, Walmart came in handy that day.
Well, I'm going to give it to Walmart. The Walmart that I go to, every Walmart I go in, their restrooms are really clean. So I'm going to give that to Walmart.
Most of the time, yeah. I've gone in maybe twice when the restrooms weren't clean for whatever reason. But, yeah, most of the time, because that's one of the questions on their surveys. I used to do Walmart surveys. But they don't give me that option. At least the last few times that I did shop there and actually paid for something and didn't have to leave the cart where they wouldn't check me out. But I would come home and do the survey because most of the time the service was not good. But they would always ask, did you use the restroom? And if you did, was the restroom clean?
Yeah. Most of them are the one in Ridgeland, but here are in Texas, the restrooms are usually clean. And the one in Ridgeland, sometimes they will be in there cleaning when I'm in there using it. And maybe one or two stalls out of order, but they will be clean.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we have a few more minutes. Anything you would like to say about travel deals, if you get a chance to, or what we'll discuss soon?
And what was the name of that travel site? Because as soon as we hung up, I forgot the name of it.
Yes, the app. And that's what I was checking out right before the show started, and then it asked me to update the app. Oh, wait a second. You never asked me to update the app. Luxury Escapes Travel Deals, and it's from the Lux Group. Luxury Escapes app.
Let me
go
type
to your
that
Play
in.
Store. Go to your Play Store and install it. Luxury Escapes Travel Deals. Amazing deals. In places that you have been. I mean, worldwide, here in the States and worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see something over here. I'm on Google. 70% off.
Uh-huh.
Deals now. Yeah, because I don't do a lot of apps. I usually just go to Google if I'm looking for something.
Right. I was surprised I stumbled up on that app. When I got my new phone a couple months ago, my Samsung, and I just was looking at after ad, and I was checking out travel because I'm like you. I like Expedia and Priceline and different apps, and I seen this app. I'm like, I want to add this app, and they emailed me also just amazing information.
Mm-hmm. I might.
So I know you. I know you. I don't know, because London, you might find Dubai for a good deal for us.
But you know, you can always find, if you go to Emirates Airlines, they always have some kind of special going to Dubai, and you can always find Dubai inexpensive hotels, nice hotels.
Well,
you don't really.
This travel group on Instagram, they were like, come travel us to Dubai. We go on trips often to Dubai, like twice a year. A group of distinguished Black women. And I thought it was going to be like an economical, I won't say economical, but I thought it would be like a friendly price travel. But they toured different places. But when I looked at the price of the hotels, $49.99. $5,000. I need to be Salt Bae's fiance.
One of my friends.
Like, woo. These are like very rich sisters.
One of my friends that lives in Atlanta was telling me, this was before Laverne and I went to Dubai, and she was telling me that her daughter was traveling with some friends to Dubai, and it was going to be a bunch of, women, I said, all lawyers from Atlanta.
Oh, that might be the group. I'm trying to think of the name of that group. They have a nice little name, too.
She was trying to give me travel tips, and I've known Mary Ann since way back there. So, and she knows I travel. I don't know why folks be trying to give me travel tips. So, anyway, Yeah, I told her I appreciated the information and everything, but like some of the prices she was quoting me were outrageous. And I just went online and did my own research, and I was like, I cannot believe these hotels. They're cheap.
I need to forward this group to you, the information that they email me, and that when I visit their site about signing up and joining the trip. Oh, my God, just the hotel is $4,000-$5,000.
And then Laverne was telling me about Travel Divas. And so I get their little stuff on Facebook, but I told Laverne I really wasn't interested in Travel Divas and no other travel group, because I do not do group travel.
Right.
I don't want to be, you have to go here. We're going here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and 5 o'clock tomorrow night. And these women are loud.
Dinner's at 6,
yeah.
Meet up at such and
such
at 6.
Mm-hmm. And then if you've seen some of these pictures on Facebook, I wouldn't go across the street with these women. I'm sure a lot of them are probably professionals, have a lot of income. And stuff, but I wouldn't go across the street with these women because they look like things. You know, these big old fat out of shape.
Well, I can't wait to forward this information to you, Cousin Linda. I was in so much shock. I didn't even get a chance to send the info to you. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
When I see prices like that, I start wondering, is the person who's making all these reservations and stuff getting a cut? Are they going free? Because sometimes, you know, if you get up enough business, your trip is free. They give you that kind of cut.
Oh, so right.
Yeah, as long as I've been traveling by myself, I know how to find whatever that I'm looking for and make reservations. I don't need any suggestions. You know, thank y'all, but I don't need the help.
Well, your little cousin almost had a, woo, I almost went into, I don't even want to say. When I seen that, I'm like, woo me. So I can't wait to send this to you. Because I'm like, oh, my God, this might be that lawyer group. Oh, my God.
Okay. But, and then you have to fly out of certain airports. And I'm saying,
my favorite celebrities probably don't even pay $5,000 for a room in Dubai.
So was this $5,000 a night or $5,000 for a week? What was it?
If I'm not mistaken, it showed like, I guess it's supposed to be really upscale. I might be wrong, but it looked like $5,000 a night. I'm not lying. I'm not kidding you.
Well,
and that's why I was in such shock. I'm sure some of my favorite celebrities don't pay that. This is crazy.
The Burj Al Arab was not $5,000 a night, and I don't think Atlantis starts at $5,000 a night. I mean, they go up. You can always, you know, go up.
Like you're saying, even a week or a month. That's crazy. So I can't wait. I was just in shock when I seen the numbers. So I'll get it. I'll look at it again, and I'll send it to you. Woo.
Please do.
Yeah, it's blank and blank. It's like women. It's like sisters and bags. You know, like it was some type of like travel name, the name of the travel group. But I'm like, these must be like the rich, the 1%ers. 1%, not 2%. I'm like, they must be in the 1%.
The billionaires.
Right.
Yeah, I know make travel arrangements for when and where I want to go. I don't need assistance. And like I said,
and have much more fun, too. And probably have much more fun.
And I don't want to travel with people I don't know. Look what happened to that poor girl that took her friends to Mexico and they killed her, remember?
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, and then the Mexican government says she wasn't murdered and she was stabbed how many times? 30 times?
Oh, my goodness. You're talking about Sequela Robinson, cousin Linda. Yes. Oh, my God. Exactly. It's supposed to have been her besties. And she was successful hairstylist, makeup artist. And the way the things I've heard of her, she was so giving. Right. And I've seen a story recently where these young ladies seen them out at a club and jumped on a couple of them.
Well, that's good.
Right. I mean, but cousin Linda, you are so right. You have to be mindful of not only who you are in your circle in your everyday life, but who you travel with. That's why I'm like, you have a new travel partner, your cousin, because I trust you. Uh-huh. And you can trust me because you look, that little five-year-old come out of me. But that Sanquella Robinson story, it had me like changing a lot about my life, and I'm a private person.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking right, and I definitely don't talk as much. I'm like, whoa! I see now with you and my late mom and your mom too, man. You can't talk to people. You can't even tell people your business. And she was successful, and I guess they supposed to be successful too.
But
you're right. You can't trust strangers. She couldn't trust her in a circle. You have to make a good point when you're with strangers. Oh, not good. You make a good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many more minutes do you because this looks like it's winding down. It's 5:22.
Yes, we have a couple more minutes. And So I had intended on visiting TripAdvisor also. So I guess we can talk about TripAdvisor, and you check out Luxury Escapes, and listeners, you check out Luxury Escapes. Thank you to the listener that's been in the chat room with us. We've got a listener in the chat room listening on, so a big shout out to Duck Northwest Media.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So it's time for the news, huh, cuz?
Yep, it's approaching the news. You know, I have to see what David Muir is doing or somebody in for him.
And I believe I changed it to 3 o'clock, so when we run it a little longer, we won't fall into the news hour. And I think you're usually back on Friday before 3.
Okay, so I can't keep up with it. Just shoot me a message on each day before or something.
Yeah, like on Fridays, we tend to enjoy our conversation. We enjoy all our conversations, but it goes into the news time, so I push it up like we do on Sundays for 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
like we were
I'm
working on getting us consistent, too, because our listeners are customers, too, and part of our family.
Because
they're saying you need to follow your own advice and get back to being consistent too, and not being late and showing up and then we'll start calling in.
I can't do 3 o'clock on Fridays. That's when Hawaii 5-0 is on.
Oh, okay. So we'll keep it at 4. I thought it was something that you do at 3. And I was thinking that you might go somewhere but Hawaii 5-0.
Oh,
and that's high end about Ranger, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I watch McGarrett from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Hawaii 5-0. Yeah, they have on the Heroes and Icons Network, they have Hawaii 5-0. Central time, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And what's that African channel? I need to check out that African channel that you had recommended to Jacqueline
It's just called Africa Channel or The Africa Channel.
Right. So I think I'm going to chime into that when we hang up because I love that channel.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I just clicked up on it one day. Oh, and tonight is Bell Collective night. I almost forgot.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I decided to watch an episode that did spotlight Inner Jackson.
Yeah.
You said mostly
they're
outside of Jackson.
Yeah, when you told me about where Goddess Links was located, I went online and Googled it and saw the little show and everything. And I posted a video. Some young lady had gone there and bought some hair, and she gave the hair a thumbs up. She said it's expensive, but it's worth it. One of the episodes showed where Marie had gone and bought some hair at Goddess Links. And Marie fell out with Latrice because Marie said the hair was really bad hair. And whatever the girl's name is, that Latrice, I think, that owns the shop, she told Marie, you must have bought the hair somewhere else because Goddess Links doesn't sell bad hair or whatever. But then Marie tell it the hair was bad and it was falling out and this and that and the other. But this young lady that I just posted the other day, and I think I tagged you too, Bethany, she gave hair a thumbs up. I had no idea.
I've been checking out my tags that you tagged me in this morning, so I got to catch up on my tags. But thank you, because I do look at them and I signify that I've seen them. But I have a lot of catching up to do too. But I caught up with some this morning, but I definitely be looking for that one. Yeah, and when I found out it was a multi-million-dollar business, I'm very honored that she stuck around in the neighborhood, you know, in the area. Because, you know, when some people become a certain status, they either open second and third
well,
locations or move to another area. And so she stayed right here in the hood where it's
well,
so many businesses, you know, right there in Northview. That's a business district and residential and business district.
She said the reason she stayed there because that's where her customers are. So,
exactly.
You know, it wouldn't make sense for her to go to Flowood or Madison or whatever. But she said that she stayed where her customers are, which was a good business decision.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, try and watch them tonight at 7 o'clock because on the OWN
I sure
network.
Will. I love my Shark Tank, so... I'll be watching one on my phone. Look, I'll be like your kid. I'll be watching one on the phone and one on TV because, you know, I love my Shark Tank.
Okay. I don't watch Shark Tank.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
On Sunday, what do you want to talk about Sunday? AMC, classic movies?
Turner Classic Movies. Yeah, that'd be fine. I'm sure they're going to do a bunch of stuff on Father's Day, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, okay.
Too. Okay.
Yeah. All righty. I'll let you later.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. And I'll call Nurse Rex tomorrow. Oh, my God. I'll call her tomorrow, find out what's on that menu.